This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Labor unions struggling to find their place in Paraguay. The headquarters of the Confederación Paraguaya de Trabajadores, or CPT, is located on a gritty street near Central Asunción, named after a historic colonial general named Yargos. The imposing brick wall in the corner of the street hosts a small plaque that commemorates the location as the home of the Federation. Walking through the arched opening into the property, we were ushered into a large open room with a table and chairs in front of the CPT banner hanging on the wall. The wall facing the street had pictures of past presidents, all wearing red ties, but otherwise black and white. There was scaffolding in half of the room, presumably for some kind of roof or ceiling work, except that there was no ceiling as such, but beams and brick exposed 20 feet above the floor. We were meeting with the CPT's president, Francisco Britas, and his vice president. Britas is also the general secretary of the Taxi Drivers Union. The building said much about the struggle of labor unions to find and hold their place in Paraguay over the years. Britas told us that the building had been owned by the labor ministry, but had been given to the CPT and then taken away from them when the CPT was one of the leaders in the protest to end the Strasser dictatorship in the late 1980s in Paraguay. They'd managed to get possession of the property again, but it was in some dispute because the labor ministry claimed to have lost the property transfer paperwork, though fortunately CPT still had the records. Though there were cracks in the walls and ceilings, the meeting hall was cavernous. Only weeks before, President Barrett told us that 1,000 campesinos had met there as they prepared demands and protests concerning the government action. The hall is frequently used by social movements and others seeking change in Paraguay. We were unclear how often the unions of the Federation met there in common cause. The CPT had 65 affiliated unions and 8 larger union amalgamations, from what I understood. They told us that there were 500,000 members out of 3 million workers in labor unions. We were unclear how many were part of the Federation, though Wikipedia said they had 43,000 members. We inquired about their role in the recent presidential elections. They claimed to be rigorously nonpartisan as a federation, but more discussion seemed to indicate that a number of their affiliates had strongly, though perhaps not overtly, pushed members to vote to empower the more conservative and long-ruling Colorado Party. Though they didn't say so explicitly, such actions seemed to frustrate and tie the hands of the CPT leaders to even more determinedly stay out of the way of their larger affiliates in order to avoid the crossfire of any partisan politics. They were frustrated over their meetings with the labor ministry and its lack of follow-through. They conceded that the constitution and legal framework for unions and a right to organize was strong in Paraguay, but laughed bitterly at the weak enforcement of any labor laws. Asking about informal workers, Bretes seemed to answer with a complaint against foreign workers and an argument that informal workers were able to make a better income than formal workers. Asking about any organizing program, and the main response seemed to be their grievance about an inability to get their program taught in schools. Asked about an encampment protest near the Congreso building and whether it was about pensions, they seemed to be saying it was about displacement, but then arguing some sympathy for a proposal that would allocate pension money for infrastructure improvements in the country. 30 years after the end of the dictatorship, labor unions are still facing a long road to rebuilding with minimal resources and immense challenges to secure their place in the work and political life of the country while grappling uneasily with the future at the same time. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.